It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Kent, Summerfest in downtown Milwaukee will feature hundreds of performances across 12 stages along the lakefront. It's almost here. First weekend is about 5 weeks away and counting. Share your thoughts, ask questions about the music festival, the lineup, more on your mind. Call in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Aaron Wolf is here to help us out, music director at 88.9. Aaron, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so what draws you to Summerfest versus other music festivals?
Well, just being by the lake, number one, I think is such a unusual and unique and amazing thing. It keeps everyone a lot cooler, and it's absolutely beautiful to look at. And it's just really nice and convenient to have so many big artists coming to, you know, where I live in Milwaukee. And Milwaukee is pretty close to a lot of folks in central and southeast Wisconsin, too. So it's real easy to get to, easy to access. I just think it's wonderful.
So I think what you're saying is that lake and location are its secret sauce.
Yeah, pretty much.
You've been going for so long. I mean, since you were a kid, Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago was the first band I remember actually seeing, you know, digging back into those memories when you're a child, like attending music festivals or shows with your parents or, you know, your siblings. And that was like the big one. And I really think I remember enjoying it quite a bit because my dad had played all the records from Chicago, and then I got to see them live. It was fantastic.
Threading that into your DNA there. Thanks, Dad. Good job, Dad. Well, let's dig into some music here. This is Wisconsin-based band performing at Summerfest, alt-rock band Disc, playing July 7th. And this is their rousing opening song, Civilization 4, and it's on their sophomore album, Desperately Imagining Someplace Quiet. Please explain. Yes, Aaron. Someplace Quiet. I don't think so.
Well, yeah, they are decidedly in the pocket of rock, indie rock to be exact. And the name of the album actually is a play on their name. If you know, spell out the words, it forms Disc, Desperately Imagining Someplace Quiet. So they definitely have a good sense of humor. They've been a band since 2014. And they've really got that mix of like vintage pop melodies with 90s indie rock and just smart, fun lyrics. And they have four lead singers. So that's
four lead singers.
Yeah, they each take turns writing songs and taking the limelight on the stage.
And, you know, sometimes you hear like the second album is the hardest, especially after like a successful debut. What do you sense from this band and their trajectory with this effort?
I see them maybe leaning more heavily on, in, you know, subsequent albums, future albums, maybe leaning on Raina Bach, their bassist. Maybe the one song that really stuck out for me on this record was Cujo Kitties, which Raina penned. And I kind of hope that they go into that more like poppy direction. Mm. Because that song stuck out for me the most.
Well, time will tell. Talking with Aaron Wolf, music director at 88.9, as we take a look at the lineup for Summerfest coming together here. You can join in on Summerfest and music festivals. Call in with questions, 800-642-1234. Okay, so moving on to a Japanese breakfast. This is second to the last day of the festival. The indie pop artist Japanese Breakfast headlines the Generac Power Stage. 88.9 is going to have a presence there. And let's listen to Be Sweet from the album Jubilee. Recognize your mistake. Yeah, catchy track there. What can you tell us about Michelle Zauner?
Well, Michelle Zauner, she is an indie pop artist. Her last album, Jubilee, came out in 2021. It was just absolutely wonderful. She didn't really get to do like a whole bunch with it, you know, because the pandemic.
COVID. Uh-huh.
But, you know, she's been touring on this record for a little bit. It's, you know, for folks who really just like a good pop song. And Michelle Zauner of Japanese Breakfast is also an author. So
yeah, crying in H-Mart. It's like, do you read the book or do you listen to the music or do you do both at the same time?
Right. Yeah. So a lot of fans might come just to see her because they're a fan of the book. It's her memoir about growing up as a Korean American, which I think, yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing story. So I almost want to say people might know her book before they know her music, but her music is fantastic.
It's just amazing, too. I mean, so much talent at Summerfest, like everywhere you turn. It's just, it's really awesome. And so 88.9 is there, you know, supporting a number of artists. What does that support entail?
Oh, the support entails being on site, I guess, you know, meeting our station's fans and meeting the fans of these artists, being there, taking pictures, being part of the action, pretty much like being a super fan, I guess.
And you just like, you're there to love and to get the love back, you know?
Yeah, and we are going to be there July 6th, 7th, and 8th at a couple different stages, just there to support the artists that we're you know, feeling most aligned with.
Who do you think you're feeling most aligned with? I mean, what type of artists really speak to the vibe and the sound of the Midwest and Milwaukee right now?
Oh, you know, like speaking to the vibe and sound of the Midwest, I guess, you know, you circle back to a band like Disc.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like a really good example of the sound of, you know, Wisconsin, central Wisconsin, because they're from Madison. As far as like our listenership goes, anything that's just, I guess, I don't know, out of the ordinary sound-wise, just kind of digging back into that indie rock royalty. Like you've got, for example, Built to Spill is playing after Disc, and they've been around forever. They've been around since 1992.
Ooh.
Kind of around the time indie rock really started getting going. They're from Boise, Idaho. They've been to Summerfest so many times, but they're always such a great band to see live. They're technically an indie jam band, if you want to be honest, but they just put on an amazing like rock show if you're into guitar rock, atmospherics. I guess, yeah, if you want a dynamic concert experience, a lot of the artists we're aligned with are going to provide that for you.
Aaron Wolf, music director at 88.9, our guide to one of the iconic celebrations of music in America, Summerfest, coming in the next weeks here. Call in with questions. Share your thoughts on the music and the tradition of this festival. The number to join in is 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. We have 88.9 wading through the stage-by-stage, the day-by-day details of Summerfest in downtown Milwaukee, about 5 weeks away now. Call in with questions, what you look forward to, what you wonder. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. 88.9 music director Aaron Wolf is here. Aaron, we're moving on to the Los Angeles-based indie group Mama, performs on the festival's last day, and your station will be at the stage. And let's listen to Bang Bang by Mama.
Give me a second to catch my breath.
So, Aaron, give us a sense of what Mama is about.
Well, Mama is a young band from Los Angeles. They're signed to Polyvinyl Records. They are young people who really love that 90s sound that, like, the Smashing Pumpkins, Breeders, Veruca Salt really made popular. And yeah, they're fantastic. I got to see them at Turner Hall Ballroom in Milwaukee.
Oh, how was that?
They were great. They opened up for Snail Mail, and I have to say I was more impressed with their set. So, they're wonderful.
I wonder, what is it about this chapter of rock history, those 90s rock influence that really, you know, certainly are impacting them with, you know, these younger people, and what are those connections to those rock influences? What is it about the 90s that hits just right?
Oh man, you know, for people who are older, you know, obviously it's like nostalgia.
Yeah.
But for the younger set, I think maybe because that sounds fresh to them and they haven't really heard it before. I guess it's like the same thing with folks of my generation digging into like songs from like the 60s and 70s, like, because everything old is new again.
So,
right, yeah.
When everything old is, you know, everything old is new again, how do festivals like Summerfest inform and affect your selections, your playlists at 88.9? Like, tell us about that synergy.
How does that affect?
Yeah, those? How does the Summerfest lineup and the vibes of Summerfest inform what you play on 88.9, or is there any crossover?
I'd say definitely we're keeping an eye on what they're booking and who they're booking, to see if there's anyone that's on their radar that we haven't picked up on yet. There are, you know, hundreds of artists coming to Milwaukee to play, you know, and not all of them we've heard of. You know, there's only so much time in a day where you can keep up on all the new artists that are out there. So I think in terms of, you know, looking at the lineup as a whole, I always like to pick out artists that I haven't quite explored yet. And, you know, what better way than to like look at a list and then actually go see these artists at Summerfest, and they make it really easy to do so. Like, Summerfest is one of those where you can kind of stage hop, you can be there all day, and you can discover something new, like, super easy. Like, they make musical discovery, which is at the heart of what we do, like, very easy to do.
Just the sheer volume of music at Summerfest just really is mind-blowing. I mean, there is so much volume.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's definitely a treat, you know, to have something like that, because you don't, it's not an opportunity you get during the winter. Lots of us kind of hibernate. We go out to a show here and there, but to have like kind of an explosion of options all in like one little compact number of days is just incredible.
We're talking about this year's Summerfest lineup with Aaron Wolf by our side, music director at 88.9. You can join in with your questions, your traditions, what you are seeing in the lineup this year. The number is 800-642-1234. Aaron, we're going to move to Milwaukee-centric here. The local Latin hip-hop group Brown's Crew, they hit the Miller Lite Oasis stage on Saturday, June 24th. And in 2019, they won Summerfest's Emerging Artist Series. And here's part of the 2022 single, Cien Mexicanos.
Naranjas, naranjas. Agua fresca, muchacho. Sin compromiso, pásale, pásale.
¿Un mensajito?
Cerveza fría.
Paletas, paletas. De agua, de leche, paletas.
Paletas, paletas. Compran sus paletas. Saludos a mi gente en las selvas concretas. Paso con cuidado. Ojo con culebras. No importa el carro, es más bien cómo manejas. Pronto voy de viaje con mis setas y maletas. Quema tu
esperas, casi pierdo la cabeza. Pies bien plantado como un par de macetas. Y la neta, soy profeta, ya verán cuando yo muera. Mi gente presente, ahorita y para siempre.
Oh, what's on your mind about Brown's Crew?
That they're awesome. I love Brown's Crew. They've been around for a few years now in Milwaukee. You know, the story goes that they met in middle school on the south side of Milwaukee, and they kind of formed their musical duo after a trip together to Mexico. And they're just fantastic. It's El Sebas and Cristo Paz. They rap in both Spanish and English, and they both just really like A Tribe Called Quest is like their favorite influence. And, you know, they've got this hip hop rap vibe, but they also have like a little bit of a cumbia flair to a lot of their songs. Highly recommend. They also have a newer single called Muévelo, led by El Sebas, which I'm sure they will break out for their set.
How do they rep Milwaukee? How do you hear it in them?
It sounds like the south side of Milwaukee. It's kind of like encapsulating like a vibe or a neighborhood sound. I think that's the best way to rap, is to like sound like where you came from.
In 2019, 88.9 awarded Brown's Crew Best Song of the Year for Mil Ires. What are you looking for in a best song? That can encapsulate a lot.
Oh gosh, you know, I guess in qualifications of best song is it has to have a story. It has to make you move, make you feel something, I guess. Yeah, it's got to turn on those emotions and also make you want to dance. It's got to have the whole package.
Has to hit a lot of things. So looking at Summerfest, showcasing such a wide variety of music, of genres, indie rock, hip hop, country, how unique is that kind of diversity for a festival experience?
I would say it's pretty darn unique. You get lots of amazing lineups all over the place. You know, you've got like Riot Fest, Coachella, you have Pitchfork Fest, but a lot of these festivals are kind of zoned in on indie, rock, and electronic. But to have like even like country mixed into everything, that's a rare occurrence. I guess, yeah, Summerfest really is very far-reaching compared to a lot of national festivals.
You know, in terms of the different stages and navigating the Summerfest experience, if you will, do you have any tips after going year after year in terms of going from one stage to the next, or really kind of plotting out for your ears, how to experience it? Do you have any tips there for the actual environment?
Sure. I mean, I guess, you know, if I'm picking a day to go, like a specific day without any like specific artist, kind of just going to show up and see what's going on, I would say just pace yourself. Let yourself kind of wander. And make sure you're hydrated and have a hat on, because it's definitely sunny on the grounds. But I guess just open yourself to different genres. Stick around at least for like 3 songs in a set. Really take it in. Don't like dismiss an artist just based on 1 song. You know, stick around for at least a couple more. And I don't know, just have fun and enjoy people watching. I think that's like one of the best things about these summer festivals, is you can sit and not only watch a band, but do a little people watching. And it's always fun watching people enjoy a good show.
88.9's music director Aaron Wolf helping us out to navigate the city's big music festival, Summerfest, on the lakefront. Call in with questions about this year's 9-day festival, the acts you can't wait to see at Summerfest, and why. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
We'll be right back.
It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Summerfest is celebrating 55 years of live music on Milwaukee's lakefront. Billed as one of America's largest and longest-running music festivals. Hundreds of artists set to perform. We get a tour through the lineup with help from 88.9's music director, Aaron Wolf. Call in with your questions, your comments at any point, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Aaron, we're moving on to indie artist Jenny Lewis, who drops a new album, Joy All, next month. And Jenny Lewis performing at Summerfest on July 6th. And here's the album's opening track, Psychos.
I'm not a psycho, I'm just trying to get laid. I'm a rock and roll disciple in a video game. Turn down the treble, drop the bass. Respect to your guru.
Such a summertime vibe, such a laid-back rocker, Aaron.
Yeah. I mean, many of you might know Jenny Lewis if you run in indie circles from her band Rilo Kiley. She was also part of the Postal Service, which is Ben Gibbard's electronic project, Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie. But yeah, she's definitely got this like kind of psych folk country vibe that, you know, if you're a fan of Fleetwood Mac, it's in all those spots.
So this album coming up, fifth solo album, do you expect more of that type of feel to it, that the 60s and the 90s and, you know, kind of that rich yacht rock feel?
Yeah, I think Jenny Lewis is also getting in on that vintage retro sound for sure. You know, she's got like this almost like 70s disco folk thing going on. I do believe I was reading somewhere that she performed that song Psychos first for Eau Claire's Music Festival, which was Bon Iver's curated festival in 2019. So if you want to see a video floating around of that performance, that is floating around somewhere. So she's been working on these songs for a little bit, and they're kind of, yeah, like folk disco 70s, a little country flair. So it's just like a feel good record.
I love that. I love that line, rock and roll disciple, because I think we can find a few of those in Wisconsin.
yeah, exactly.
do artists typically drop new albums ahead of Summerfest?
I would say it's a summer thing often for bands to release their records in spring, early summer, so they can tour on them. I think there's a lot of backed up touring from the pandemic. A lot of bands like for example, like Fleet Foxes are still touring on a record they released a couple years ago called Shore. At Summerfest, I think, yeah, some bands have released things right up against these big festivals like Summerfest, but some are still kind of touring on the records they put out a couple years back.
This is the music industry's supply chain realities, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So what about going to Summerfest on a budget? You know, inflation hitting families so hard. And this year, general admission tickets are $26 for Summerfest. What are your suggestions for taking it in on a budget?
Well, there's always those days that they offer deals and discounts. So look for those. I would say, I guess pick the day that you really, really want to see like the most artists, kind of make it work for you. If you really have like a limited budget, just hone in on that one day that you want to be there, and really stretch it, I guess. You know, that is the thing to do. And there's like a lot of different places you can check out the discounts and deals that Summerfest runs. So they do try to make it work for everybody.
And Summerfest has an app. I understand there are promos that you can also use through the app. Is there anything we should know there? Have you used the Summerfest app?
You know, to be totally honest, I have not used the Summerfest app, but I'm going to do that.
I'm giving you a tip there, Aaron Wolf. Download that Summerfest app.
I'm doing that. Thank you.
You need some direction here. Okay, so let's talk about these stages, because there's also some more intimate gatherings. Which of the smaller stages are worth visiting that we should take note of?
I guess the smallest stage of note that I've heard brought up time and time again from local media is the AmFam House stage, which is kind of catering to some of these bigger artists and giving them a chance to go more acoustic. Like, for example, we were talking about Jenny Lewis. She'll be doing a separate set from her, you know, U-Line Warehouse stage set. She's going to be playing at this AmFam House stage earlier that day at 2:00 for an acoustic set.
That is so cool. And from what I understand, these are exclusive acoustic sets by the artists who are playing the bigger stages. And then like the first 50 people or something waiting in line get access, or so you are really making it a more intimate experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to see like some of these bigger artists like in a very intimate setting, it's not some chance you'll get. So I think you should take it. So I'm sure they've got to like winnow things down a little bit. So yeah, if you get in that pocket, and can go see, like, for example, Jenny Lewis, I would take it in a heartbeat. I do know too that, Radio Milwaukee has Grace Weber's Music Lab, which will be featured at that AmFam House stage. So it's not like all just acoustic, like guitar driven things that will be there. It's more like kind of more stripped down, efficient sets. And the students from Grace Weber's Music Lab will be doing performances on July 6th at 12:45 to 1:30 p.m. So yeah, keep that in mind. Just cruise by the AmFam House stage while you're there and see what's going on.
And if we're not familiar with Grace Weber's Music Lab, can you give us some more information here? What should we know?
Well, Grace Weber is an amazing artist. She is from Milwaukee, based in NYC and a little all over the place. And she leads workshops and labs for kids, along with Brittany Freeman Farr, who works with her at Radio Milwaukee, and they give young folks a chance to learn the industry ropes and also make music of their own and perform on a stage. So it's kind of like a little incubator, teaching session, everything rolled into one.
I love that idea of really giving also kind of a learning experience happening at Summerfest, and the ability to understand more of the nuance of how the music happens and how to perhaps, you know, bridge divides and kind of understand how these bands come together and create this work. So that to me seems really special.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yes.
And, you know, over the years, this year marking Summerfest's 55th anniversary, how is the event changing over the years?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think it's grown quite a bit. I think the breadth and depth in musical acts has grown. Notoriety has grown. You know, I think you get bands from all over the world coming to Milwaukee to play, and people outside of Milwaukee know about Summerfest and they come into Summerfest. They come into our city, and, you know, I don't know if at the start of the festival that was happening. I think it took a few years to build up to that level. So it's just grown in every way in those regards, especially.
Do you think bigger is better?
Gosh, you know, there is a point where things can get too big. I think it's good to keep it working for music fans. You don't want to stress them out with how to get to the grounds, parking, traffic. You want to make things easy breezy as possible, but you want it big enough where people are genuinely stoked to come and they block out their calendar. And so it's kind of like a fine balance, I guess, right?
Yeah, talking about this year's Summerfest lineup, Aaron Wolf, our guide music director for 88.9, you can bring up your questions, what you wonder about Summerfest as you plan yours. 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. So what about the weekends here, Aaron? Summerfest continuing kind of this pandemic era policy of opening only for weekends. What do you think of that?
I personally think that it's really nice to give everyone a breather, and I think it's easier to plan. Most folks do work during those hours, like Monday through Friday, kind of a 9-to-5 kind of thing. So I think, in the general populace, there's probably a collective sigh of relief when big shows like that happen on the weekend, because most folks can turn up and make it. They can bring their kids, their family. They're more free to go.
Do you think that could have an effect on turnout?
Definitely. I think something like that could always affect turnout. There are definitely the folks who do like going during the week when it's more chill.
Mm-hmm.
You've got older folks who would rather go at those times. So in some ways, yeah, it definitely could affect the turnout. It's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but generally speaking, it's probably a more beneficial thing.
What is your preference?
For me,
you'll
I
be
guess...
working all the time. I mean, weekends are bust. You'll be on
right.
the job.
Right.
What kind
right,
of question
right.
is that?
I mean,
what
I
you're
do.
Thinking.
Yeah, I do remember. I do have good memories of going there during the week, though. and it is definitely a different animal going there at noon on a Monday or Tuesday, as opposed to like 5 p.m. on a Saturday.
But, yes. 88.9 music director Aaron Wolf giving us tips on how to navigate Summerfest 9-day festival over 3 weekends. Weekends noted there. Still time to explore your question, share your thoughts on Summerfest, the tradition that you seek there. Call in now, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We get the rundown on Summerfest in downtown Milwaukee. Hundreds of musical acts across 12 stages, 9-day festival over 3 weekends. It kicks off next month. We're getting ready. Call in with your questions. Share your festival experiences, what you look forward to. 800-642-1234. Aaron Wolf is here, music director at 88.9. Let's take a call. Pam in La Crosse is getting ready. Pam, hi.
Hi there. Nice to talk to you this morning. I
Good
just
to
happened
talk to,
to
you.
Catch what you were talking about, so I thought I'd better call in.
Good.
our son-in-law, Kirk Shanehair, is playing with a band called Tegan and Sarah on Friday the 23rd. It's in one of the free tents. These two sisters have, I don't know how long they've been playing together, but he has just joined this group in the last 2 months or so. And so this is part one of their tour.
Oh, how cool is that? Tegan and Sarah, yeah. this is a Canadian indie pop duo. Is that right, Pam?
You know what? I know nothing about it. We haven't talked to Kirk much about it. I know that a couple of weeks ago, he's based in New York, and a couple of weeks ago he had to go out to L.A. That's where they started their rehearsals and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they did one little show out in California, and then I think... Well, I don't know if Milwaukee is the first stop on their next tour. I think they're playing St. Louis and maybe someplace in Indiana and then in Milwaukee. And I don't know where they go from there.
Well, let's bring in the expert here. Aaron, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Tegan and Sarah is definitely an artist 889 supports. They're from Canada, indie pop. They've been together, man, I guess, I don't even, I think they formed in the 90s, the late 90s, you know, because they're sisters. They've probably been making music since then. And at Summerfest, you mentioned, Pam, that they're playing a little stage, but I also see that they're playing the Briggs and Stratton Big Backyard on June 23rd for like a big, like kind of headlining show almost at 10 o'clock.
Awesome. That is so awesome. Let's hear I Can't Grow Up. And we got it queued up here. Go ahead. Hey, Pam in Lacrosse, are you excited now?
Hi there.
Hi. We're playing a little bit of Tegan and Sarah, just seeing if that was kind of pumping you up there.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. So I'm just very happy. We're really excited about coming down this year. We love Summerfest anyway, but this year it will be very special.
Oh, I see. Such a family affair. Pam, thanks so much for calling in. Erin, we're going to turn to Diet Light now. Last month, the Milwaukee's own garage band Diet Light released their album Into the Pudding, and we're going to hear a sample of, I think it's Deborah, their top trending song on Apple Music. Okay, Diet Light, how are they evolving?
Well, they've definitely honed their rock muscles. Like, if you've never seen them live, it seriously is like a very physical, fun show. They really get into it. Into the Pudding just came out. They had a big album release show at the Back Room at Collectivo back in April. At Summerfest, they're playing at noon at the U-Line Warehouse on June 23rd. And I guess Diet Light has gotten into the news recently because their drummer Evan duetted with Rivers Cuomo of Weezer on TikTok. He was playing the Buddy Holly song, the guitar lick, over and over again.
Like until 990 times, yeah. Over and over.
Yeah, so now he's going to be playing on stage at Breeze Stevens Field in Madison on June 14th with the band, which is incredible.
That is so cool. And the power of TikTok there, and persistence, I should say, from them, yeah. To get the attention of Weezer. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so just a little bit more here. COVID, you know, we're post-COVID now, but how might Summerfest be changing? Is the pandemic still affecting live shows in any way? What is your sense there?
Gosh, I guess it feels like there's still a little bit of caution amongst music lovers. You know, those folks who feel the need to mask up, they still mask up. But I don't think it's affected attendance as far as shows go. Every show that I've attended in like the last like few months to even past like a year have all been very well attended. People are kind of back to their usual. I just saw Yola Tango at Turner Hall Ballroom and it was sold out. The room was absolutely packed. So I kind of feel like those who want to proceed with caution are still, you know, able to make their choices and do so. But most things are kind of just back to pre-pandemic attendances and such.
Okay, want to get your hot take on Ticketmaster, because artists headlining Summerfest's American Family Amphitheater, they're selling seats through Ticketmaster. And, you know, I was perusing those yesterday. Tickets for Imagine Dragons, July 8th, that show can cost hundreds of dollars. How prepared is Summerfest for these headliner shows?
Oh, gosh. How prepared are they in terms of, like... like attendance or
attendance cost, the whole, you know, the Ticketmaster thing, influence on Summerfest, just any reaction there?
Gosh, you know, that is something I can't really speak to, not familiar with, but I have to say, like, the hidden costs of tickets are definitely something a lot of music lovers are concerned with right now. You know, it's just, yeah, it's a struggle because you want to see your favorite artists, but you don't want your all these extra fees to go somewhere you don't want. You want it to go to the artist. So I think it's kind of a moving situation right now where it's not really settled, but I think it's still kind of in flux. I am kind of keeping my ear to the ground to see what changes might arise because people are vocal about what, you know, they're displeased with, to put it succinctly.
Okay, super hot take, only a few seconds left. One other music festival that you want to hit in addition to Summerfest this summer?
Oh man, there's so many in Milwaukee. It's just absolutely insane here. I think the one that I always, that's near and dear to my heart, is the Pabst Block Party that's outside of Bernhardt's.
Okay.
In Milwaukee, Sylvanesso has played there before. It's just so much fun. It's in the Bayview neighborhood, and it's just, you know, a lineup of mostly local bands, but then there is a big headliner, and it's my favorite feel-good festival of the summer.
Erin, thank you for joining us. This was fun.
Yeah, same. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Erin Wolf, music director at 88.9. Find a link to their Summerfest coverage, wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.